Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Lusberg, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in or listening to the archives. I appreciate you, your interest. And in this brief program, as you know, if you've listened before, I like to talk about the subject of success and what does that mean? And over the years, I think we've all come to believe that it's a material definition, that it has to do with a house, it has to do with a car, it has to do with a fancy, upwardly mobile, exciting career, travel, a big bank account. But more and more, I notice that people are going within and defining their success inwardly. And what I mean by that is by developing themselves and by having more confidence and by having more happiness in their daily lives, by building a life of their dreams, by creating what it is they want versus going after those material things. We've all seen the people that are on the treadmill of life just running after that next golden egg, so to speak. So I believe firmly that success starts with us. It starts with our thoughts. It starts with our choices that we make, what we choose to believe, what we choose to think. And it's a process. It's a journey. You know, there's that old saying that success is the journey, not the destination. And think about it. If you felt successful every day by being happy, by having touched someone, by having helped someone, whatever it is that's important for you, I would encourage you to go back to your values. What matters to you? What is the one thing today that would make you feel like it was a great, successful, wonderful day? Going back to career, people think that, and many times I did over the years, think that job, position, success in my work is what mattered only. And I have come to believe, again, that it's a daily process. And looking at the things that I do every day that I love to do and building my work around that. Today's episode is called Do What You Love and Love What You Do. And my question to you is, well, are you doing what you love and loving what you do? Do you say, I love my job, as you leap out of bed each Monday morning raring to go? Are you so excited to get started on your to-do list each and every day? Well, according to statistics that I've watched year after year, not many people do love what they do. In fact, a survey from 2013 showed that only 48% are satisfied with their jobs, and that's only those people that are satisfied. So where are those folks who jump out of bed excited to head out the door to do what they do? And just how did they get to loving whatever it is that they get to do each day in their job and get paid for it? Let's take a look. I bought a book many years ago called Do What You Love, The Money Will Follow by Marcia Senatar. And its subtitle is Finding Your Right Livelihood. And that really caught my attention because even back then I was in a job that was good, that gave me some degree of success, more outward success, and fed my ego, so to speak. But I knew I was searching for something inside. So I hurried home after I bought that book, and I eagerly flipped through the pages looking for the formula, the steps, the rules, how to figure out to make this happen. And I'd never found it by looking through the table of contents and then the index and flipping through the pages. I didn't find that step-by-step process I was hoping to. And that book then fell to the bottom of my must-read pile after just a few chapters. Well, years later, another book by that same author called Elegant Choices, Healing Choices was required reading for a class. And in that book, I finally got it. I connected the dots. I finally understood her ideas about following your natural path, your natural skills, your natural tendencies and interests, and spending your time there versus forcing yourself into a role that doesn't fit. Here's what she said. When we commit ourselves to something beyond ourselves, life itself, a particular work, idea, or truth, a sacred value, we act out of the highest level of personal responsibility. Here we are somehow set free. The box we've been in, limiting us as persons, opens, and we experience our true humanity, our true life. That phrase, that quote, those few sentences right there got me thinking about the times that I had been in those jobs that felt like a box, that I was not able to express myself, that I had to conform and follow the rules. And this resonated so much with me, where she talks about setting ourselves free. And once we open it, we see all the possibilities and we can experience our true selves, our true humanity, she calls it, our true life. So it's about the journey of polishing and refining ourselves and freeing ourselves and moving into the best version of ourselves, the true expression. It's about making choices. And sometimes, yes, those are tough ones to get to that true expression of ourselves. It's that marching to our own drummer and expressing our own style. And yes, that takes courage. It takes introspection to make the choice, to make the decision, to decide if I really want to go out on a limb. Do I really want to speak up? Do I really want to make a change in my job, in my life, in my family, in my relationships? But that is where we find meaning and joy in life. And as her book title says, that's where the money begins to follow. So when you love something that much, think about an artist who is crafting their work. They love it. They are just totally into it, engrossed in it. That's where those kinds of things, where we should be spending more time. And eventually, yes, once we make the commitment, once everything is in alignment, the money can follow. When we're so engrossed in what we do, we don't think about anything else. All that matters is that we're doing what we love to do. Now, it could be in a job that we have throughout the week, working 9 to 5 for someone else. It might be our own business. It might be just one task that we get to do each day or week or month within those jobs or those businesses. It might be a hobby or a volunteer activity that we dive into wholeheartedly each weekend. When we're really being true to ourselves, we get to do this thing more and more often. And then eventually, we can, by making choices and being courageous, move into doing it every single day, and very possibly, it becomes our own right livelihood. So yes, there are lots of decisions to make based on this. I've heard of people taking a hobby they love and moving toward turning it into a business, and it's a lot of work. But with that tenacity and with the knowing that you are ready, that financial responsibilities are taken care of, that your relationships are taken care of, by considering all facets of one's life, taking steps toward that direction can eventually lead to where it is you want to be in that right livelihood. So as you are moving toward that, here are some questions to help you ensure you're on that path and help you move closer and discover more about that path. So if you're working full-time for someone else in your own business, working part-time, whatever your situation is, think about these things. In any facet of your life, what are you doing, for instance, when time slips away? What causes you to say, wow, when can I do this again, and schedule it? What are you naturally good at doing? What comes easily to you? What do other people compliment you on, praise you for? What do you think are your greatest accomplishments? What are favorite aspects of your past or current job responsibilities that you have now? Or life responsibilities? What do you volunteer to do because you enjoy it so much? Not because you feel obligated, because you love it. What is it that you do? And what would you be doing if time and money didn't matter at all? Answers to those questions give you clues to where your natural abilities and tendencies and interests are. When I started my coaching practice about 10 years ago, it was based on this concept that we each have a unique set of skills and talents that can be expressed in a job or an activity causes us to be those kinds of people who jump out of bed every Monday morning raring to go. In fact, I created a booklet called a Career Discovery Journal that asks a lot of these questions to help with the process. Answers to those questions are the clues to the inner, best, authentic you. So keep pondering, noticing, and making moves toward your ideal path. It's there. It's right there where your favorite things to do are waiting your attention. Take the steps. Do more and more of what you really love. Notice what it is that turns on that switch for you, that gives you energy, that gives you radiance and vibrancy. What is it? And integrate more and more of that into your life, into each day. If it's something that you love to do with your current job, but you don't get to do it enough yet, ask. Make a way for it to happen. Express yourself through the things that you love to. So take the steps. Do more and more of what you really love to do. Find that happiness, that inner happiness that is your success. Albert Schweitzer said, success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you're doing, you will be successful. Please contact me if you'd like to have a list of those questions that I mentioned during this episode. I'd be happy to send them to you. My email address is debbie@debbieloosberg.com. I also have the Career Discovery Journals available if you or someone else you know would like a booklet that you can carry around with you and jot down notes to those very questions to help you discover that path. I would be happy to extend to you a Blog Talk Radio special price if you mentioned that you heard it here. So once again, success is up to you. It starts with you. It's your choice. It starts with your thoughts, those positive thoughts, those recognizing thoughts about what it is you love to do and where you are happiest. Then the choices you make and the actions you take, that all lead you to your own definition of success. Remember, there is a you in success. Unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you, and your own unique way of expressing. Thanks again for tuning in. Choose to have a great day.